I issue you a challenge. For the next 10 minutes, don't think about dick. Simple. Easy. It takes no effort at all on your part. I'm not asking you to do something. I'm asking you to not do something. And that is the epitome of simple. Just don't think about dick. For 10 minutes. Not your dick. Not anyone else's dick. Just keep your mind clear of dick. You're doing great. 9 minutes to go. Don't think of how hard your own dick gets when you're excited. You suspect other guys' dicks do the same thing, but you're not thinking about that because you're not thinking about dick and you're not going to. Of course, thinking about dick would also mean not thinking about orgasm and ejaculation. Things you probably do on a daily basis. Hell, probably multiple times a day. And if you're doing it, other guys are doing it too. But that's not what we're talking about. You don't have to focus on those things because they're associated with dick. And you're not going to think about dick. Not for the next 8 minutes. You're doing fantastic. Keep it up. You know what else goes up? Dick. When they're erect, they tend to fill. And from what I understand, it feels pretty good for you guys. Gay guys, straight guys, bi guys. Every guy likes the feeling of his dick getting hard, because that means that orgasm and ejaculation are on the way. But there's plenty of ways to be happy in life without orgasm and ejaculation. You're not thinking about those things any more than you're thinking about dick. In a way, thinking about dick would actually be kind of gay. And you're not gay. 7 minutes. Nor do you think about being gay. It's just not something that's in your consciousness. Like dick. That's not in your consciousness either. Your equipment, another guy's equipment. It doesn't matter that you know how to work his equipment. It doesn't matter that you understand how much fun playing with dick can be. You play with your own dick all the time, except for right now, of course. You're not playing with your dick right now, because if you were going to play with it, that would mean you'd have to think about it. Think about reaching down and touching it, and wrapping your hand around it, and jacking yourself off in a fit of glorious defeat, because that would mean you've lost this challenge. But you're not going to lose this challenge, because you're not going to think about dick. 6 minutes. What can I say? You're a strong guy. You're extremely mentally tough. Maybe this would be getting to some other guys at the 4 minute mark, but not you. You're better than that. The problem is that most guys are just focused on their dicks. All they think about is dick. It's a wonder they're not gay, because then they could be thinking about twice the dick all the time. Their own dick and their lover's dick. What do guys even do anyway? Do you just rub your dicks together? Feel the hardness of your cock rubbing all over his. Your balls all warm and full and heavy and hairy, rubbing up against each other. And you get that friction going, you know, that nice friction? Two cocks inside one fist. And then eventually, nutting all over each other? Who could want that? Warm, sticky, messy, hot. Imagine feeling another cock, another one just like yours, pressed up against yours and twitching because it's coming. And then, you know, the balls jumping, you know the way. Women think that's kind of hot, but people with dicks, I don't know, it just seems kind of redundant, that kind of dick-on-dick action. You know what might be more fun than rubbing your dick against another guy's, maybe putting your dick in his mouth? Because a mouth is a mouth, right? It feels like any other mouth. 4 minutes. You could close your eyes and not be confronted with the fact that you have your dick, which you're not thinking about, by the way, inside another man's mouth. His hot, cavernous, wet mouth. And if he's had experience before, maybe he can throat you. Feeling your dick go down that tight, wet sheath might remind you of pussy. You know what? That's actually a good idea, thinking about pussy. It might give you a little relief. Help you hold out a little longer from thinking about dick. Now, of course, that would mean you can't think about fucking. You could only think about pussy in a vacuum. Fingering it, sucking it, kissing and licking it. Those sorts of activities are pleasurable to a lot of guys. 3 minutes. You love seeing how excited she gets. You hear the noises she makes. You taste how wet she becomes. You can suck it off your fingers if you want. Why do you guys like that so much? Oh, right. It's probably because it makes you feel good in your dick. But as long as you don't think about dick, you'll be fine. Just hold out a little while longer. The odds are stacked against you, I know. It seems all roads lead back to your dick. But you're holding up so well. You're doing such a great job not thinking about your dick or another guy's dick. Dick can be fun in its own time and place, but this isn't the time or the place. You're holding up magnificently. None of this talk is getting to you. The talk about pussy, dick, ejaculation, pussy juices, getting deep-throated. None of that affects you or your dick. 2 minutes. 2 minutes, you see? You've almost made it. You've almost made it 10 whole minutes without thinking about dick. I can't read your mind, but I have faith that you've held up to this challenge. You have such a strong mind. It's so impenetrable. I bet your mind couldn't even be penetrated by a rock-hard dick, no matter how insistent it was. Because you're tough. You're a man's man. With a strong mind. You've probably got a nice big dick yourself. The strong ones always do. There's 1 minute left. Can you believe that? You're about to beat my challenge, but what you're not about to beat is your dick. Perhaps if you had lost the challenge, perhaps if you had thought about dick at any point during this recording, you would just give in to defeat. You would take your cock in hand and say, well, fuck it, there goes the neighborhood, I've lost. I was overcome, so now I'm going to come. But you're not going to do that. I'm so fucking proud of you. Your mind is like a steel trap. It's amazing. Some men have mine like velvet traps. Mushy and soft. Like pussy. Ready to trap a dick. But not you. And just like that, would you believe it? 10 minutes have passed. You've made it 10 whole minutes without thinking about dick. Your dick, another guy's dick, your dick in a pussy, your dick in a throat, your dick in hand. You haven't thought about any of it. Great, great job. Now, what will you do to reward yourself?